listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday on LA Talk Radio from 6 till 7. Everybody knows that Ilona loves dance music. Everybody knows that Ilona is crazy about dance music. And today, this is my day, my holiday, the bestest present for this year, because my guest is something that I can only dream about. First, he's gorgeous. He is gorgeous. Second, he's European, man. Okay. Third, he's one of the most known producer and DJs in UK, in Europe, now in LA, in Hollywood, I think for past year or two. We'll talk a little bit more about it. And his name is Les Hemstuck. Can you say hi to our listeners? Hi, Les.
Hello. What an introduction.
I know nobody can introduce better than Ilona. I am really, really, really happy to have you. First, it's very unusual to have a guest in a studio and to have whole hour of something that I'm crazy about. You know, my life in America is just surrounded by dance music, and I am part of dance music for many, many years. A lot of DJs work with me. I feel like European dance music is something that America always needed, starting from ABBA. Everybody loved it. But, you know, right now, this is the time, I think, for dance music to grow maybe even higher, because I don't know if we can go higher with this genre of music. What do you think? Is this peak for dance electronica music, or you think we have somewhere to go and develop another style, develop something that nobody yet heard when it comes to dance music?
That's an incredible question and a heck of a subject, actually, because if you look at it, you know, it's the music overall is a development over time. We're kind of going in a chain reaction with music in all its genres, classical, country, rock and roll. And it's the same with dance. It's part of that chain, and I believe it can develop and grow and go.
Give us some hint, because I want to steal the hint from you and create the biggest hit of the world with something that you will tell me. What is the next it when it comes to dance music? I know you are producing new stuff, and we'll be talking about this. I know that you are just all your life almost, you know, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And then you went through 70s, 80s, and 90s, everything when dance music was crazy, was booming, then was little down, and now it's like hip-hop. Addition to rock, you know, to dance music,
right.
Singer-songwriters right now, you know, just so much. And market is a very, very wild. But to me, I'm like almost worried. It's like nothing there that we can do. Mm-hmm. What we can do more?
I think part of the problem is that toward the end of the 80s, particularly 86, 88, we started sampling all music, using samples in modern mixes. House music, dance music kind of grew from that point onwards, and throughout the 90s, I felt there was a kind of a halt on live music and development of real bands. Because in the 80s, you know, that was my period, and we were all kind of going out and clubbing and really enjoying, you know, Duran Duran.
Absolutely.
And all this, you know.
Till this day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody, this is like, no, you go on a dance floor in Europe, I hope in America too, you still have a night.
That's
the 80s, 90s, and you know, there are the tunes that they will never go out of style.
No.
Why? Because they were honest, because there was the time that the people wanted to dance. Seems like right now life is a little scary all around the world. We are scared of everything. We are not having a lot of money. We are scared to live and breathe and making decisions. We are less and less open to easy way of being happy. And dance, that's what what it is. You need to feel happy to mm-hmm. want to dance. And I think your responsibility is to make people want to dance.
That's right, that's right. I think media puts a lot of pressure on the public overall. With you know, with image and that sort of thing. So the kids today really don't get much chance to be kids. They're forced to, you know, into adulthood immediately.
You are so right.
Modern
you know,
trends, you
okay.
don't get a chance.
You know? I thought I knew everything, but you're right, because this starts from teenagers.
Absolutely.
You know,
uh-huh.
because, yeah, to have this open heart and feel like you have possibilities, and they're even easy fun, uh-huh. easy fun, which I remember my parents had, because I remember my mom and dad walking on the street. My mom looked always like a movie star. And they could, you know, dance in so many restaurants. And it wasn't like, oh my gosh, once a year. That was like, okay, let's go and dance with friends. I don't do that in America. Why? And when I go to Europe, seems like in Krakow, you have this music coming out the same in Europe.
That's
you know,
right.
wherever you go, mm-hmm. music pops out of so many places, and you want naturally to go and hear what's going on mm-hmm. because it's so much fun.
That's
I think
right.
we are missing something in America.
Uh-huh,
are you agreeing
yeah.
with me?
I think so. I think America's catching up. You know, it's particularly in dance music and trance, which you know obviously built my name and over recent years. I feel that it's grown, and DJs from Europe, such as Paul Van Dyk, the German DJ, Tiesto, Armin van Buuren, they've brought
the
this
biggest
out.
Names.
Yeah,
they created really what is dance music in America right now.
They've developed it. You can go to huge festivals here where 20, 30, 40,000 people or more that are dancing to this kind of music and really enjoying it. And it's you know, and then at the weekends they're kind of splitting off to these little clubs looking for that music.
Absolutely, and people here have a lot of things to learn from Les. But before we'll go further with our interview, we need to listen to the music. Mirage. I would love to know why title like that. Mirage. I know what mirage means, but why mirage?
You know, I produced kind of pop music for a while, and then my heart was always with dance music. And I really got into, you know, the dance music production with my partner in the UK, Chris Jennings. And we came to fruition with Mirage. It was our first tune that was under our own names, Hemstock and Jennings. We weren't, you know, because before that we were known as Sagittaire or Merge and other pseudonyms. We were Hemstock and Jennings. It was the first tune that really kicked off. We've got a secret weapon in our arsenal called Richard Cooper, who's a classically trained musician. He's amazing. Came in and played these chords. And it just, the hair stood up on my arms. Oh, wow, this is it.
Mirage.
And that the words.
You created something for the moment.
You know.
Okay, we will stay with you in a mirage and hopefully we'll never disappear. Okay.
Thank you.
concert. Oh, it's mesmerizing.
My head still stands on end.
You know, I don't know. It's something about certain type of music that just keeps you going. You know, you have something that you are relaxed, but then trance gets you to this point that your blood is raising and, you know, you're going with this mood. Her voice is just amazing too. Her vocalists are just beautiful.
You know, that's a funny thing, because I remember there's a friend of mine heard this girl at a student bar in town. And he said, Les, you got to hear this girl. She's great. But you have to get a few beers down her neck. Get her drunk. It just sounds great.
Whatever it takes.
That's right. So we got a six-pack in the studio, and she came in, and she had a couple of beers. She relaxed. She went in there.
She's very natural. She's very dry. Oh, she is just honest the way how she sings, but not forgetting the production,
absolutely.
Because obviously what's going on under her is just amazing.
It has to be said that that mix is actually an older mix that we made. It's some years old now. But it's a classic because it gets played everywhere. It was featured in movies, TV, advertisements, and it was also featured on the Secret. You know the video, The Secret?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. It was on there too. It's such a well-used piece of music and very well-respected. And I feel that we cornered the market a little bit there because we took instrumental trance and we put great lyrics and vocals into it, which very few producers are doing or can do.
Absolutely. You had a different corner of market. You hit something that somebody wasn't doing, and is obvious till this day, you know, probably very, very popular. I'm so happy I could play on Accent On. Les, I need to know a little bit more about you, because we need to introduce Les Hemstock, the DJ, producer, songwriter, actor.
Thank you.
Model.
A long time ago.
Beautiful man. Charming English gentleman.
Thank you.
Please, you need to give us a little fast forward. What was your life like, and what is your life like in America right now? But you had so many travels.
Mm-hmm.
You went to so many countries. Your life is pretty exciting. Ups and downs. Uh-huh. But I'm giving you like 3 or 4 minutes. Go.
Wow, this is really tough. We're going to squeeze all that into 3 minutes. Basically, I was born in Yorkshire, the north of England. Simple family life, real family values, the most important thing. Brother and sister, mom and dad, the whole thing. Finished a normal school education. Went through a few hard times, it has to be said. I was a doorman, door security. That's when I first got into music. And I used to stand on the draw and listen to the DJs mixing upstairs.
Okay.
And I heard the music, and it went from one record to another. And I thought, how is that possible? I didn't hear the join. And I used to go and watch them, and they showed me what they did, and I just got the book. And that was it. I bought my own decks, learned how to DJ, and then moved to Norway. I was touring around Norway for 7 years and Europe. Went to Sweden, Denmark, during which time I produced another record. My first record, which went to number one and became a worldwide smash, and that also catapulted me into the world of entertainment, TV shows, radio, magazines, all that sort of thing. A great experience for a young man.
Yeah.
But as we discussed earlier, as is normal with the music business, it's a roller coaster ride. You get that amazing high, but what comes after it for most, unfortunately, is the low. So you go through that whole, you know, oh dear, it doesn't last forever. You have to find out about yourself, your music, what you're doing, develop it. And pretty much as icons like Madonna have done, they've developed their style, changed pretty much what they're about, and moved with the times. That's why they're still up there today. And you can count those artists on one hand, really.
Few of them only.
Yeah.
Staying power.
Particularly
in dance. A constant development for sure, but they're truthful for themselves. They just don't release albums for no reason. Everything is thought through.
That's right, yeah.
And like you say, the ups and downs of lives, in a way, for musician and artist, this is very important, because mostly when we are down, we are writing great music.
That's
when we are up, we are branding the music in the best way that we can,
absolutely.
You know, and then we have frustration because we think, okay, what now? Maybe nothing better will happen anymore. And yeah, it's again a little write down, but life is gorgeous. I know. Being a musician is one of the best things in the world. Mm-hmm. It's the toughest business that you can be in.
It is very tough.
Although we cannot live life without what we do.
No, that's
you
right.
know, mm-hmm. And that's a really tough part to be in this position. But like you're saying, when you are down, I create great songs.
Some of the greatest songs in history have been written through people's personal experiences, because most of us, generally, we can relate to those experiences. We all go through those, you know, love pains and all that kind of thing, you know, and loss. And
yeah, this is universal. And I have another, of course, beautiful song that I would like to play for people, Crimson Soul.
Yes, that's right. That's the reason why we wrote Crimson. Well, actually, it was off the back of Mirage. It's very similar sort of style to the music, a deep vocal with a great meaning. Maybe you can decipher what we're saying in the song when you listen to the words. It's called Crimson Soil. And it just, you know, we use the same singer again because she has an amazing voice. And it just...
One hit with her. You couldn't let her go.
No.
Obvious. And that's very important because later we move to the songs probably... they're happier, they're more upbeat, they're more energetic. I would like to know why you decided to change the style and just start do four to the floor, pump to the whatever, make people going crazy. But right now, yeah, let's stay in the same mood, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
To name this girl, what is her name?
Yeah, she's got a great voice. Marnie Bates. Yeah.
What is she doing right now?
really
drinking beer?
Probably.
Hopefully not.
I'm partying. I'm not so sure what she's doing in the UK now. I mean, that's, okay. That's, you know, it's been a long time. But you know, that actual mix was not our mix. It was a remix by, yes, by the aforementioned Richard Cooper. He's now a production duo, Scott and Payne. He calls himself Rick Scott. That's his pseudonym. And he's an amazing musician. So I wanted to play his remix because it's
that's
just
so sweet.
And it's actually one of the remixes we just released on our newly formed label.
Now we need to talk a little bit more about this because phase. Now we are talking business.
Yeah.
Okay. You are. We left our interview. You were traveling a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. Norway, then you were Germany, and then somehow you wind up to be in LA.
Well, pretty much all over Europe, and I actually went back to the UK for the very reason that I love dance music so much, and I felt it was the most credible place in Europe for dance music. I loved the clubbing brands, Gatecrasher, God's Kitchen, all these kind of things. I wanted to be a part of that, so I went back, and I was a part of that for a good 10 years. I had an amazing decade of that. And I think with the development of music and where it was going, I wasn't so sure that I was feeling it anymore. And also we started to hit a dip. There's a bit of a musical recession in dance music, if you like.
Yep.
And the DJing bookings were drying up, and all the DJs were moving abroad. We're going to Australia, to LA, we're going, everyone is going elsewhere for DJ gigs. And I, you know, it wasn't a matter of jumping on the bandwagon, because I hate that. I'm not one of those kind of people. But I felt it was time for a change for me too. And also, since I left school, I've always had a passion for acting. I was on stage before I left school, and I really wanted to come back to the stage.
Hollywood.
Yeah, and where else can you go in the world but Hollywood, you know, to do it?
Oh, gosh, I so much wanted to put one of your pictures from your website, from your Facebook. Explain me, because obviously you look gorgeous. You're on a horse, and you are like from, I don't know, 15th century, 16th century, or 17th or 18th. What was it? Please tell us your... because you are playing, yes, in the movies. Yes, you had some roles in the movies.
Yes, yeah, I've done a few TV shows and things. That particular one I think you're talking about, the period piece, was one that I actually produced as well.
Oh.
And had a hand on the music as well. Yeah, it's called Turpin. It was based on an English highwayman from the 1700s. And I just like the whole kind of mystery of this. Oh. It's like a kind of a superhero, super bad hero. It's just, you know, and I like the
it's
whole.
It's bigger
thing.
Than life. You know, yeah. The same when it comes to DJ. Whatever you say, you are on the top of the world, because DJ has a right to kill people's mood or bring it up.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and when you play to 50,000 people, which that's what you did many, many times, you know. Wow, 50,000 people can leave this place feeling very energetic, very happy, and feel like they belong to this amazing group of people, because dance music is not about one-on-one dancing. No. It's also about feeling the music in a group of people. That's the energy that no music can produce in one place.
That's absolutely right. There's one word that really sums it up for me in my experience, and that is unity.
Yes.
There's an amazing feeling of unity. I mean, I've been down there on the dance floor with the rest of them, you know, getting in a whole mess and giving each other water and just enjoying the vibes and dancing together. I've done that, and I've been up there on the decks and supplied the sounds, and I know what it feels like both sides of those decks.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing to do, I think, because you have to understand what kind of a vibe people are on, what they're enjoying, the trip
one,
that you're giving them.
Yeah, one song, wrong song in a wrong moment can make clean dance floor.
Believe me, I've seen it.
Yes, I can understand, of course, because sometimes you want to take a chance. You're not like you are always right. And then DJs, they know very well, you know, people's mood, and they can keep you almost going crazy on the dance floor. That's, I love it, but I know the dangers of it also, because one wrong song can clear the dance floor.
That was another reason why I feel that the industry kind of failed a little bit, the dance music industry, because everybody was kind of bringing in these new kids. Not to say that that's wrong, that's right. You know, we develop new talent, but develop is the word. Not to bring, you know, maybe a 17, 18-year-old kid with very little experience.
Absolutely.
You know, wet behind the ears, as we say.
Their own ways of writing or producing, and just say, okay, I love what I produce. No, no, no. You need to make people love what you produce to have a right to just make them dance to it.
That's right. I saw a club in the UK, a brand new club. It had so many million pumped into it. And we're putting this kid, I said, you're putting a kid on there on a brand new club? It's got so many millions invested in it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the whole business you're going to risk on someone that has... If he messes up a few tunes and people
will never come back.
That's right. You, as a DJ, the most important thing I feel is that experience, that you know what to do. If you do mess up, which you're allowed to do, one wrong tune, because you never know with a crowd, then at least you can pull them straight back with the next tune. And that's what it's about, knowing.
That's
what
why
to
we
do.
Have house DJs. Absolutely. And they're housing the clubs, and they, you know, and attached to the clubs forever. Now, you are right now in LA. Uh-huh. You have a new label. we need to know a little bit more about this venture. What is this?
Yeah, again, that was a reflection of the industry, the business, and you know, dance music as a whole, it's suffered the last kind of decade. It really has, you know, and certain labels, you know, they've been signing tunes left, right, and center. They're releasing them, you know, 10 a week sometimes.
Absolutely.
On one
label.
And it's like no investment in artist development or the music development, and that's so important to us as artists. And I said to Chris, look, you know, we might as well, let's start our own label. Let's do it ourselves, where we can invest time, energy, and money into artists and the music that we love. And that's what we're doing now. We're on our fourth release with actually an artist from LA, Dario. And we have a couple more ahead, which I think we're going to discuss.
And eventually. I think you mentioned it before. I read that you have two or three artists that you signed to the label already.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of them will be in Germany released. Yes, his release is in Germany. Or you're working with somebody. You have one from LA, somebody, yes?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right. I have one from LA. There's another guy we're talking to at the moment. We haven't actually signed him yet. He's from New Zealand. But truly, you know, I'm looking at artists locally. I have a wonderful African-American singer here in LA that I'm releasing a song with, which we can discuss.
You know, this is exciting because this is new birth. You know, it's like giving your label, it's like you say, something that you will put the effort, you'll find out what artists you want to produce for, will take care of marketing the best like you can. You have lifelong contacts in the industry that everybody will pick up your phone and just will listen, give it a listen. And we, in a way, I really, really believe that right song, good music will break through anyway and somehow, okay?
Right.
And this is why I am your fan, very big fan.
Thank you, you know,
to going through whole life of being in the music business and being on the both side of receiving and producing and, and now business side of it, you know what you're talking about. You know, you don't want to get your next 20 years and get wasted or something that you don't believe in or just say, oh, now today I woke up, I will be doing completely something else. This is like you prolonging your career in a very smart way. And we are wishing you good luck. What is your label name?
Second Phase.
Second
Phase. You can check it out, secondphase.com. We're up there now.
Yeah. Oh, of course. You know, yeah, I knew it. I'm pretending like I didn't know, but of course, that's very, very good. And we are going to third song. And nothing but you. This sounds so romantic.
This is actually very personal to me, this song, I have to say. It's I wrote it based on my times that I spent in Norway. I wrote it in Norwegian, actually. And Chris Jennings and I produced it in the UK. And the funny thing is, we sent it out to all these labels and clubs and things, and nobody was picking up on it. They weren't interested to sign it. And I didn't understand it because I thought it was great. And so I sent some acetates out to a few top DJs, one of them being Paul Van Dyk,
hello,
the world number one.
Okay.
And lo and behold, he rang me from Germany, and he said, I love this song. How would you like to collaborate with me on it? And we'll put it on my new album.
And you said no. You said yes.
Of course, I was like dollar signs going around my eyes.
Wow.
Of course, you know, and that's what we did. We flew to Berlin, Chris and I, we re-recorded with him, and it was a top 10 hit.
You know, what we are learning from it, you need to give us some live lesson. Okay, you mentioned that you created the song, you believe that it's really great. Then you were shopping around.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted it.
Nobody wanted it.
You didn't give up.
No, that's the thing. Never give
and
up.
What we are learning in life, I always like to send a message, never give up. And nobody has the right to tell you something's right or wrong. When you feel it's right, you just find the right door and wait. Maybe it will not happen today, but maybe who is calling you one day?
That's
one of the biggest DJs in the world too and just works with you. We need to listen to the song right now. Nothing but you.
You got it.
Okay. Dexter, you have a style. That's so, so cool. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. What was the year?
That one was 2003.
Gosh, sounds like today.
Yeah, I know. It's just timeless. It seems like it. And Paul's still playing it in all his sets and pretty much most DJs, I think. I think it was actually the biggest tune from that that album that he released. It was the biggest
I one. Cannot believe it. This is so good. Right. And from, like you said, believing, because you didn't give up on this, this song. It's just magic can happen.
It's two words for me, belief and faith. And I have both, you know, and that's it. My dad used to say I'm like a dog with a bone. If I believe in something, I don't let go.
That's, I cannot say it's me, but oh boy. You're right, you know, but you need to fight for yourself. You need to fight, you know, right. Not only in the music business, every time, from the moment when you wake up. And that's what I know. I have three more songs and I really, really want to play them. But I also want to know a little bit more about you. And I know that everybody would like little know about your private life. I'm not asking about your love life because that's very private. I want to know how is your day. You said that you wake up at 6 in the morning and you are going and you are working. That sounds so sad.
Oh yeah, but it's my passion, and that's the thing. I just wake up the crack of dawn and I get on with it because, you know, I guess I'm, you know, we can complain now and again that work gets to be too much and I'm so tired or whatever. But
no, that's privilege. Music is a privilege.
We're so lucky, you know.
We are lucky. Yeah,
yeah, and blessed, and making a living doing something we love.
Absolutely.
And it's such a difference. You know, I remember the day, believe me, I used to do those days when I used to work, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and working shifts. And yeah. I worked in a coal mine actually a long time
really?
ago.
Really? I'm coming from a very small town that it was coal mines town. That's a tough job.
Oh, it was very hard. Long, bleak days way back. But it's an education.
It teaches you respect to everybody, you know, and then be happy for what you can do.
Absolutely.
But the respect towards people who really work hard, because mm-hmm. I always tell to a lot of students, I call them, I'm coaching a lot of vocalists, and I always say, you know, not like you are a brain surgeon. You need to never complain because you're a musician. Musician can make people be happy and you need to make yourself happy. But remember, not like you are a brain surgeon who need to just work 5 in the morning, 3 in the morning, every time need to open the brain and just work hard. Mm-hmm. We are privileged, I say. This is one of the most beautiful and rewarding business, even when it's up or down, but still we can make ourselves happy, because when you produce something like that or create, first you need to like it, which means we need to like what you do, and when we like it, that's already half success.
That's
and then
right.
another half is, will somebody else fall in love with what we do? And then mostly when it comes to your life, they do. I'm so jealous and happy for you. Okay, then you wake up at 6 in the morning. What you are eating? Because you are pretty fit guy.
I try to look after myself. I just like a breakfast bar and a cup of tea. You know, typical English, tea in the morning and all that. But not only a drink of tea, and I just go through my emails, get the business brain rolling a little bit.
Okay.
And then it depends, because I live such a kind of a varied lifestyle. You know, like this morning, for example, I had an audition at 10 o'clock for a movie. You know, and then after that, a music video editing session. So I had to take the footage out. You know, it's like that. You never know week to week. You know,
what would be the next?
Yeah, there's no kind of, you know, written schedule for every
week. That would be a great day for you. I really believe something wonderful will happen. And because of that, we are having desperate times. I don't know, we went up with our gorgeous, gorgeous messages. And now I need to play Desperate Times. Why Desperate
Well, this
times?
Was actually, this is the girl I was telling you about, African-American girl from Los Angeles. We hooked up and I heard a voice, just amazing voice. And I said, hey, you know, she'd never done dance music before. She'd done like hip hop and stuff like that. And so I got her in the studio and we wrote this dance song, Desperate Times, which is obviously a reflection of what's happening in the world right now. We're living in desperate times. And the lyric reflects that. And it's a song that's close to my heart, actually, because we've got some great people on board for this. Some lovely guys in Europe, around the world, that have given mixes to us. They've got on board. They've done the mixes because they love the song so much. And this particular mix is won by a guy called Sani X. I've known Sani all my life through the music industry. And he's in his 50s now. He's got all the experience and knowledge, and his mixes are second to none. I love him. He's a great guy. Half Greek, half Swede.
Of course.
Has to be said. And it's just an awesome mix. And I really, truly believe this could do something for
okay,
us.
We are listening to Desperate Times.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
you got yourself hit, man. You know, we started the show, and I ask you a question. What do you think the future of dance music will be like? I think you created...
Thank you. You
created a really, really nice... I don't know, called the genre, but this is something that is mixture of what the dance music was, the big hook.
That's great.
Big hook, great vocals, amazing dance floor production, and amazing, you know, whatever you and... Is this also with Chris, or this is only you? Chris produced...
This is myself with Richard Cooper.
With Richard, okay.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I really think that's the direction that dance music need to go. We need to go. You just need to include great songwriting, great vocals, great production, and knowledge of what 70s were like when the biggest vocals were included in a song.
Exactly.
That's all what we need to do and bring this to the 2014.
Certainly.
Okay,
certainly.
And you're doing that.
Yeah. And I used to get a lot of DJs saying to me, how do you mix? How do you make a production? You know, what are you working with in your mind? And I always say to them, I visualize, and I really do. Music... For me, it creates visuals in my mind. I see a picture when I hear music. I'm not going to go into that, but...
I don't know. This is a next meeting, and we would love to talk, because it just looks like it's a little deeper, and I would love to talk about this,
is.
Too.
But the interesting thing is that what I always tell them is this, that as a DJ, it's so important, because what I used to do, I go out and play the mix in the weekend. It wasn't finished yet, but I'd try it out.
Yep.
And I could test it, and I could see on my crowd if they were dancing, if I was losing them somewhere, if the break's a little bit too long, too short. I go back in the studio on Monday, Tuesday with Chris, and we'd edit it and make it right. So it was a development, but it's always working with the crowd in mind and that vision of where you're taking people. And it's such an important part. One feeds the other.
This is a really hooky song and great song. And this is something very new?
I'm sorry?
This is something very new that you wrote right now.
Oh,
and
yes,
you are working. This is like just hot. Hot
kick? You know what? It's absolutely brand new. It's hot. Yeah, we just got...
Is this premiere on Accent On?
This is the first time it's been played on any radio station.
I'm so honored.
And I've just signed it to a friend of mine, a big label in Germany, Respect Music, and it's going to get a full whack, a big release, and we're really looking forward to it.
Congratulations. This is a hit. You know, this is a hit, and you have it. You have it. This is a future also, you know, the great vocals, a great production, great history of dance music that you include in it. And like you say, the smart work for the public. You work for yourself, for who you are, but the work, you know, from the perspective, if public will like it, enjoy it, dance, what energy you put up for them to take from you just enjoy it. And I think this will be 10, 15 years from now, this song will be a hot. Okay, I'm just crying because we have 5 more minutes and we have 2 more songs that we're supposed to play, but...
You just go to Bliss if you like it.
You know, and now I have a problem because I do not have a title included in these 2 last songs and I am not sure what I will push. Then God will tell us what is this. But you will be back, yes? I know you will be back.
I'd love to come back. Yeah,
oh, really you will be back.
It's so fast.
I know, it's crazy. And hopefully we'll bring maybe unusual producers also from different style of music. And we can just have a little fun, you know, fight who is better and why we think we are better than them. I don't know. But anyway, I do not know what I'll be playing right now. And you will tell us right away when I push the button what is the title of the song. Because for whatever reason, I don't see it. you so much for today. Les Hempstead watching.
Thank you.
Dziękuję. Thank you so much. We love you.
You too.
One of the hottest show on Accent On. Thank you so much, and we'll see and hear more music from Les soon. Right now, Ilona Europa, easy come, easy go, and goodbye.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.